I'll say something about Advaita Acharya and then take some questions. I recall Srila Guru Maharaj's words. Mahaprabhu asked one of the devotees, "What do you think of my Advaita?" I say, "My Advaita." It's Rupa Goswami, it's Chaitanya Astakam. Swarupam Bibrano Jagatatulyam Advaita Dvaita. Means Advaita Dvaita. Swarup Bibram, unparalleled, incomparable, Swarupam Bibram, Jagatatulyam, incomparable, and unequaled in the world. Advaita Dvaita. The dear beloved Advaita Acharya, Prapanna Srivaso, Paramananda Jo, Rupa Goswami naming everyone else and saying, and me, who am I? Dino Dhari, I'm a poor man, unqualified, but maybe you have some mercy for me. But he's praising Advaita Acharya. So Mahaprabhu said, "What do you think of my dear Advaita?" And the response came, "Look, oh, like Sukh or Prahlad, like Sukadev or Prahlad." And Mahaprabhu said, "What? You dare compare my dear Advaita, Sukh, Prahlad, a boy of the other day, you know, like a kid, a child, and compare my dear Advaita, you compare him." Not to dismiss them, but they will smile to hear this sort of glorification of Advaita Acharya. And we see, when we look at these pastimes and hear of these great personalities as they're described, Sita Advaita Rai Malini Srivasa Jai Jaya Chandra Shekhar Acharya, that we're telling Vishnu Priya, she sacrifices that there may be Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as does Sachi Mata, and so many beloved associates of the Lord in Navadvip. Again, we may take this for granted or not look carefully, but you think when someone real, we see in this world when people have so much love and affection for a person and then they have to be separated, it's very painful. And that's even in this world, we see that. So what to speak of, you know, the depth of divine love that they possess. But so each person may end making contribution, and Nimai Pandit himself having to put his devotees in such a painful situation. But, and we will accurately describe and glorify each devotee as if he's their gift to the world, we could say. They're giving him to the world and to save the fallen souls and all of that. And it's true. And we will say, Nityananda Prabhu must be the foundation, and that is true. And but everyone has some specific Jai Shripad Bhakti Asrani Dandi Maharaj Ki. Hey Krishna. Everyone has some specific contribution, but their contributions are to such a degree that it's not inaccurate to say that they're responsible for the Lord's appearance. You know, as if they, in a sense, are solely responsible for that. It's all right to, from a particular point of view, it can be thought like that. Specifically with regard to Advaita Acharya. Because the general rule of Yoga Maya, before the Lord's appearance, in any avatar incarnation, that the what is called the Guru Varga will appear. we think, oh, Guru Varga, that means, you know, my guru, his guru, his guru. Yes, also means that, but it also means mother, father, auntie, uncle. They're also called Guru Varga. They're the superiors. And they must come first. And then the Lord will appear in the family. In the case of Krishna, they have Nanda, Yashoda, and others. And here, and in the case of Mahaprabhu, Advaita, Nityananda, but also Haridas Thakur, Madhavendra Puri, Paramananda Puri, Ishwara Puri, they're all placed by Yogamaya strategically. We were talking about Pundarik Vidyanidhi the other day. And so much so that Guru Maharaj, he once compared it to hide and seek, which I think is a universal game of children. At one time, I would hope, even in the age of the smartphone, that they're doing hide and seek. But maybe it's like Pokemon Go or something. But he said it's like that they're, and because it's interesting, we told you that Pundarik Vidyanidhi and Chatragram and other devotees in different places, and Guru Maharaj said it's like hide and seek, so they don't know by yoga maya. Right? They don't necessarily recognize one another because they don't look the way they looked in Krishna Leela, like we know. So many gopis descend in Gaura Leela and they're male. And many other things. Even who was a woman there and appears a woman here may not look the same. So how do they recognize one another? But by their devotional qualities and characteristics. So when they see someone behave in a particular way, show a particular type of devotion, they can recognize who they are. And that's a very beautiful thing. Even Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu, part of their pastime in meeting is being astonished at how they appear in Gaura Leela as Krishna and Balaram. And now Krishna, Radha, Bhavaduti, Subalita, enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, and Balaram appearing as Nityananda. But with the case, in the case of Advaita Acharya, he, we're told, really, he is propitiating the Lord to appear. That time has come where, and actually there's a, where two things converge. The time for the Yuga Avatar, and it's also
conjunction,
where Krishna, the curiosity within him to explore the heart of Radharani, those two things converge. And while he's thinking like that, it's the right time. Advaita Acharya, he's looking at the people of this world and it's and seeing their condition for the absence of Krishna consciousness. It's making his heart, giving his heart pain. Like Raghunath Das Goswami expresses in the Vilapa Kusumanjali with regard to Sanatana Goswami Prabhu, but equally applicable. Kripam buddhi yat paraduka duki. Saying, really, your only unhappiness is seeing the suffering people, those suffering souls who are unhappy due to a want of Krishna consciousness. So very mercifully, you bring them in connection with the Lord and his devotees and Krishna, who's, you know, Anandam personified. He's happiness personified. So it's, if you do this, if you understand this Siddhantic ontological math, then unhappiness means non-Krishna. Happiness means plus Krishna. what everything seen in relation to Krishna will bring about Anandam. As he is Anandamurti, he's Anandam personified. So okay. Why are they unhappy? We already know the answer. No connection with Krishna. Bring connection with Krishna, then more happiness than they could dream is possible. So he's seeing the Bengal of that day, that time, and Guru Maharaj to give us a hint of how degraded the people who come, he's saying, they were spending lavish sums on the marriage of cats. Like, you know, maybe we've surpassed them in the modern world. As I said to Guru Maharaj once, I said, you know, when Kaviraj Goswami says, I'm more fallen than Jagai, more sinful than Jagai and Madhai, Lord, and I said, you know, I said, but what if you actually are? And Guru Maharaj said, oh, such feelings are descending in you. And I was bewildered. And he said, it's a sincere posing. It's not he's trying to be clever and say something and posing as a whole. That's how he feels. So he's saying, if that's a genuine sentiment within you, then that's good. You're going in the right direction. But so seeing the condition of the people, then we're told the plaintive cries of Advaita Acharya, he's crying out to the Lord, to Krishna, to descend. And how? What is his method? Just like Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is so amazing. It's something we're told in general, or devotees, they it's current among them, they will say like, oh, Bhagavad Gita, that's like the beginning. You study Bhagavad Gita in the beginning. And that's not untrue. The Atma Gyan of the second chapter and many things there. But Bhagavad Gita can be read on very deep levels also, as in Guru Maharaj's Hidden Treasure, Vishwanath's commentaries. Gurudev would repeatedly pick up Bhagavad Gita, be reading through their slokas he'd been reading his entire life, and find some new light, some new depth, some new meaning. And even in a single word, like I remember him saying, famous song, he says, Mam hi partha vyapasritya yepi su papayoneo, striyo vaisho tata shudras tepiyanti paramgatim. Very encouraging words from Krishna. He's saying, even those who are, you know, Striyo, Vaisha, Shudra, he's saying, who are not qualified, if they take shelter of me, they'll be with me in my abode. They'll get everything. So, I mean, this is generally how we understand it. But Gurudev in that day is saying, why Krishna is addressing Arjuna as Partha? Mam hi partha yapasritya yepishu papayoni. But so he's saying, why is he calling him partha? Everything is significant. It's not arbitrary or an accident. Some another place, another name, Dhananjaya. You know, why here partha? He's saying because considering what the meaning of the sloka is, saying, Partha means the son of Prita, Kunti. So he's saying, so, and we've all heard these divine stories of how the Pandavas come about. So he's saying, Mami, Partha? So Arjun, you'll understand, and your family lineage, you should be able to appreciate what is being expressed here. So in Bhagavad Gita, this is patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhakta prayachati. And we think, oh, that's like for the new people. You know, a leaf, a flower, fruit, water, something. You know, that's the kind of thing you would tell someone and say, what should I do? How shall I begin? Right? And it's not untrue, it's true. But it may also have some profound meaning as well. Advaita Acharya says, Tulasi dala matrena jalasya chulakena ba vikrinite atma swam bhaktebyo bhakta batsala. Patra, what is the leaf? A tulsi leaf. What is the water? Ganga jal. With a palm full of ganga jal and tulsi leaf. That's what he thinks can pull the Lord. If in a mood of pure devotion with tulsi and ganga jal, that will bring Krishna down. Not just, I'm Advaita Acharya, I'm the Mahavishnu avatar, Mahavishnu Jagatkarta, I'm responsible for the worlds, everything. Not like that. But he is, but that's not his method. Rather, with heartfelt, the Ganga Jal, the Tulsi leaf, he's propitiating the Lord. So sometimes it will be described, he'll say, variously, in one place, I was lying in the ocean of milk, and I heard Advaita calling. Or he was in Goloka, he could be in everywhere, all of these places. But he heard Advaita Acharya calling him, and it coincided with the time of the Yuga Avatar and his internal desire to Sri Radha Pranaya Mahima Kiddushovani Eva Svadyo Yenadbhuta Madhurima Madhya Sokyam Chasha Maranubhavita Kiddusham Beti Lobhat Tad Bhava Dya Samajani Sachi Garba Sindo Harindu. Those three desires to understand the glories, the greatness of the love that Radharani alone experiences, Mahabhan, to taste the sweetness that she is tasting. Guru Maharaj will say, sweetness tasting itself, becoming mad as an outcome. And Tadbhab, that her heart and the ecstatic emotions that flood her heart, particularly in separation from Krishna. And the time for the Yuga Avatar, like Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar, the distribution of Harinam Maha Mantra. So Advaita brought Krishna down as Mahaprabhu. So, rightly, he'll say, it is by the grace of Advaita Acharya, by the mercy of Advaita Acharya, that Sri Chaitanya Dev descended. And we know from the beginning, like at that time, and we will soon, Gaur Purnima will come, and you see each day a little going in that direction. You know, Advaita Acharya, then Nityananda Prabhu's appearance, and Madhavendra Puri. And so that Haridas Thakur and Advaita Acharya, they were having their own ecstatic kirtan in, say, Shantipur, when Mahaprabhu Nimai, the baby, was appearing in Navadvip. They could sense this in their hearts, the appearance of the Lord, and then the news is spreading also, and with his wife, Sita Thakurani, they go to Navadvip, and she brings so many gifts, and she names him Nimai, and they bring the name for his protection, and it's very sweet, and she's giving so many gifts, and she also can make so many wonderful things. And Advaita, he's so powerful. We're told that if people don't know what they're doing all the time when they're worshiping different types of deities, particularly Shalagram Shila, we're told if he would give his dandavats to something that was not a Shalagram Shila, it would shatter. Imagine though, someone has like an altar and everything. They invite Advaita Acharya, and you're like, oh, he gives his dandavats and gives us a hint of the sort of divine substance residing within Advaita Acharya. And his family, besides Sita, he had these three wonderful children, three not so wonderful children. There's a reason for that as well. Guru Maharaj is saying the song of Narottam, Vidyakule ki koribetar. With saying, like, what good will this vidya do? You know, knowledge, just knowing things. Guru Maharaj said, I think this is a reference to those wayward followers of Advaita who did not recognize Nityananda Prabhu. And they have some deviant conception of who is Advaita, who is the Mahaprabhu, like that, and not properly respecting Nityananda Prabhu. So they're dismissed. But the three, and I, from Sita Thakur, it means Krishna Misra, Achyuta, Achyutananda, and Gopal. And Gopal, when we hear a little bit about, particularly Achyutananda and Gopal, but in the case of Achyutananda, that that once when he was, Mahaprabhu came to visit Advaita Bhavan, as we know, after taking sannyas and all that, but when he saw Gopal, Achyutananda, he was described as like a naked child. We know in India, we've seen also, it's a little different now, but when we first went, like sometimes the only thing a little child would be wearing would be like a little black cord around their waist and cudgel on their eyes, and you know, that's how they walk around. So it's described when Mahaprabhu visited at this particular time that Gopal was, Achyutananda was around 5 or so, and he's described as being naked. But then Mahaprabhu is so charmed by him, and he's so charmed by Mahaprabhu. He comes over and sits on Mahaprabhu's lap, and Mahaprabhu says, Advaita, he brought me down from the spiritual world. He is my father, and he is your father. That means you and I are brothers. So Mahaprabhu liked him very much, and so much love and affection. And although he's a child, he's very advanced. I mean, these are extraordinary children. So he overheard Advaita Acharya answering to someone that they said, who is Mahaprabhu's guru? And then he said, oh, Keshava Bharati. He took sannyas from Keshava Bharati. Yeah. And Achyutananda came in like, what? What are you saying? What nonsense? The kind of nonsense that's coming out of your mouth will ruin the world. No, you know, Mahaprabhu is Jagat Guru. He's the guru of everyone. And you're saying someone is his guru. And what is Advaita charges upon? He's smiling and saying, I have such a wonderful son. And when the kirtan parties would be formed at Ratyatra, the 7 groups, 4 main, 3 added, the Shantipur group led by Advaita, Achyutananda is like principal dancer. And they're trading off Advaita, Charja, and Achyutananda. And then the Gundicha Marjan, his son Gopal, he's dancing and singing there with Mahaprabhu and everything. And so intensely that he faints. And he's unconscious, and he appears to have, like, died. And Advaita Acharya is lamenting, all the devotees are crying, and Mahaprabhu comes over and says, Gopal, get up! And he rises and gives a talk about, by your order and grace. One is traversing, you know, through different life forms, different universes, different times. And one comes and stays for some time, and then it's time for him to go. And we're told, like, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote some songs about this, like, it's similar to the child in the Chitraketu pastime. Appear, like, everyone, we can find all throughout the Bhagavatam and other places, we can find everyone wants to participate in Mahaprabhu's pastimes in some way. Sometimes we think we know so much, because by the grace of our Guru Varga, we hear these things from the beginning. But should we dismiss all these great devotees and gods and goddesses and things? They don't know what we know. They haven't had exposure, and they're not finding a way to enter those pastimes. Rupa Goswami, Saddhao Pasya Srimandrita Manujakai Pranayitam Bahadbir Girvane Girisha Parameshta Prabhriti Bhi Shabhaktebhya Sudham Nijabhajana Mudra Mupadisham Satchaitanna Kime Punar Apidashorya Satyavadam Brahma, Shiva, and so many others. They want to have a glimpse of the beauty of Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundar, donning the forms of Brahmins in very simple dress. This is when Mahaprabhu toured South India. One place he'll meet, like, in the form of like a Brahmin and his wife, Shiva and Parvati. And it's mentioned there, they have confidential discussions for days. And you can think, what kind of discussion is Mahaprabhu and Shiva going to have? Somewhere, someone, there'll be a Purana, a Sangita, something written. Maybe we won't see in our lifetime, in another plane. So inconceivable things going on, but and that Advaita Acharya, when he heard that Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he went to the house of Sachi Mata and saw her like a statue at the front door. And the separation from Nimai Pandit was so great that he said, all he could think of, I will commit suicide. There's no reason for me to live. He said, but if I try to commit suicide in the daytime during all these devotees, they'll stop me. So I'll commit suicide tonight. That's what he thought. But then we know some time passes. The word comes from is sent by Nityananda Prabhu to Advaita to meet them where the Ganga, at a particular place where the Ganga, where the north, so I'm not good at directions. So that means the western side of the Ganga will be taken to be Jamuna, and the eastern side, Ganga. And that's where they trick Mahaprabhu in his divine ecstasy. Nityananda Prabhu tells those cowherd boys, if the sannyasi comes and says, which way, Vrindavan? Point this way. Mahaprabhu comes, hears those cowboys singing, you know, they're dressed like cowherd boys, and they're singing, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. He's saying, cowherd boy, Hari Bol, Vrindavan. He's so happy. Where's Jamuna? That way. Ah, oh, running. Chidananda Bono, Sadananda Shuno. Offering prayers, so happy. And sees the Sripad, Sannyasi, Nityananda, sends him in the direction of Vrindavan. Then what does he see? After he bathes in the Jamuna, there floating on a boat is Advaita Acharya. Advaita, what a surprise. How did you know I was in Vrindavan, Advaita Acharya? Wherever you are is Vrindavan. Because sometimes we're told in their play, Mahaprabhu, these jokes with Advaitacharya, he says, Yosi Sosi Namostute. Like it sounds like a Sanskrit prayer, but if you listen to what he's saying, guys, whoever you are, whatever you are, I'm offering my dandavats to you. Like we don't know who you are and what you are, but I'm giving my dandavat. And it's mentioned that Mahaprabhu, like just like someone can imitate a language or sounds or Sanskrit or prayers, Mahaprabhu, he'll make sounds in his mouth that aren't necessarily, they're like nonsense sounds. But it's giving great joy to Advaita Acharya to hear him do that. At that Advaita Acharya is there with the dry garments for Mahaprabhu. They dress him and he comes out of his deep trance. They take him to Shantipur. And Advaita Acharya is saying, he's the Mahavishnu avatar. And saying, I'm a poor man. I don't have much. A palm full of rice, I can arrange a little something with that. Yeah. They take Mahaprabhu to Shantipur and Sita. Thakur Rani has made so many wonderful things, Advaita and others. They send word to Sachi Mata through Nityananda and all those devotees who were suicidal, brokenhearted. You know, the light of Nadia has gone, you know, they're all in the darkness of separation. Then they get encouragement from Nityananda Prabhu. Everyone goes to Shantipur. And they bring Sachi Mata there. Then she takes over the cooking. And there Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya are having this delightful banter where it appears like they're insulting one another, but actually they're glorifying each other. Yeah. As they do there in Puri and other places. When they're all playing in the water, and what is it? Narendra Sovra and Puri. What is it? Ramananda and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya are behaving like children. Srup Damodar and Pundarik Vidyaniti. Mahaprabhu is watching and saying, this won't be good if people see this. And why are they, you know, playing like this? You know, these grave personalities. And what is Gopinatha Charja saying? Like, we told the other day that line, Ek Bindu Jagat Dubai, a drop of your mercy can inundate the universe. And these people, they're like hills, or you know, you've brought a flood, and they're being inundated by that. That's why they're playing. And what is Mahaprabhu's response to that? To play himself. What does he do? Advaita Acharya starts floating. Mahaprabhu's using Advaita Acharya as a float, and he's floating around the kunda. So how dear Advaita is. And there, when Mahaprabhu comes to Shantipur, he thinks that, like with the ropes of his love and affection, he will bind Mahaprabhu and he'll never leave. So after they take the prasadam, during that prasadam, that's when he told, you know, he said, come for a palm full of rice. And then he presents, a room full of so many hundreds of preparations, and Mahaprabhu is saying, "Take something, put a little something on a plate for me," and Nityananda and Advaita saying, "You eat 57 offerings, 56 offerings a day, and Jagannath Puri. What is this? Nothing." And every time Mahaprabhu eats something, when he gets half through, he fills it back up again. So it keeps going on and on. Mahaprabhu is wondering, how much can I possibly eat? Nityananda Prabhu takes it in the opposite direction. So I've been fasting for 3 days now, And today I was hoping to break my fast. It looks like that won't be possible. And Advaitacharya says basically, like, just take some prasadam and don't make a mess. Like, throw everything on. Nityananda, what? He throws rice on the floor. You know, I haven't eaten even a palmful of this. Insufficient. Throws the rice on the floor, and some of that rice bounces and falls on Advaitacharya. What does Advaitacharya do? Starts dancing in ecstasy, like, oh, I've been graced by Nityananda Prabhu. Who one minute he's calling a brush to avadut, like saying, you know, I house sannyasis, they can transcend these rules and regulations, especially when they're traveling and preaching. So, but I'm a householder, I've got to be careful about who I associate with. And you, we have no idea who you are. Because Nityananda is known as the avadut. Sadvaitam, that's Advaita, sadvaitam, sa avadutam, purijana, sahidam, Shri Krishna, Chaitanya Devam. So then they start singing and dancing afterwards, after he has massaged Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and given garlands, and they take pan and everything. Then they're singing and dancing, and then Advaita's heart comes out, and it's saying, actually, this one song he's singing is from Vidyapati. So remember, in Mahaprabhu's confidential realm, Swarup Ramananda, Gambhira, songs of what, you know, Karnamritam, Jagannath Balavanatak, Jayadev, Gita Govinda, Chandidas, Vidyapati. So here, Advaitacharya, he's singing lines from Vidyapati, which is described as Mathura Biraha, means it's Radharani's song. It's what she sings. And it's after so much separation, the song is saying, today I'm so happy Madhava has come to my house. That means Krishna, Madhava. I couldn't be happier. After long time separation, he's come to my house. So it's Mathura Biraha, song of Radharani, Vidyavati, being sung by Advaita Acharya. And he's saying to you tried to cheat me and bluff me in different ways. Now I've got you where I want you, and you can't hide, and we know who you are, and I've got you here, and I'm going to rope you and bind you, and you'll never leave. These things they're singing to Mahaprabhu in the midst of Nam Sankirtan and other things. And then Mukunda begins singing, and he's singing so many wonderful, expressing so many wonderful things to Mahaprabhu, that in Prabhupada's translation, he says, hearing this, Mahaprabhu's mind went to pieces, just shattered by divine madness. So, like Guru Maharaj once said, you know, what does he say? A direct hit and a soft sentiment. So Mahaprabhu, unable to control his ecstasy, crying, falling to the ground, shivering, so many different ecstatic symptoms. Nityananda trying to hold him. After some time, the divine madness exhibited by Mahaprabhu is so great and so exhausting, because this is a Prakriti Leela type pastimes, they have to like wind it down, bring it to a close. But that Advaitacharya would go every year with the devotees from Navadvip for the Rath Yatra, and his Shantipur group with his, you know, Gopal Achyutananda. And then the rest of the year back in Navadvip. And perhaps Jagadananda Pandit visiting Navadvip one time when on his way back to Puri, Advaita Charja had written some mystic poem, and he said, give this to Mahaprabhu. Yes, Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu. When he reaches Puri, he gives the mystic poem to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu looks at this, says to Sri Tamaya, what does this mean? I can't understand it. Advaita, he's a mystic. Who can understand him and what he says? Take a look at this. Tell me what you think it means. And Sri Damodar actually does not want to, he understands what it means, but he does not want to reveal that. Because what it says, and the Bangla Gurudev would recite, Gurumaharaj, he's saying, but Balake, he keeps saying Baal. A Baal means madman. Like sometimes Mahaprabhu was saying, Ami Ek Baal Tumi Ditya, or Batul Baal, same thing. Means crazy, madman. And in his poem, he's saying, tell the madman, it's a message from one madman to another madman. Tell him that in the marketplace, the rice, the price of rice, it's meaningless now. The market's been saturated. Right? And so, but what is that marketplace? Like we hear of the Namhat of Nityananda Prabhu. He's talking about Mahaprabhu came to distribute Krishna Prem and this world. But, you know, Bahiranga Sange Kore, Nam Sankirtan, Antaranga Bhakta Kore, Rasa Ashwadam. So his public service through Nam Sankirtan, distributing Krishna Prem to everyone. Advaita is saying, what you came to do has been achieved. The market's saturated. You've flooded the world with Krishna Prem. So you're released. Right? And you made the world mad. You made me mad. Everyone is mad and dancing, flooded by Krishna Prem. So he's giving a release. And Mahaprabhu tells to Sri Damodar, what I think I can understand from reading this is that, he said, Advaita Acharya, he's like those people, like we see in Bengal, they have a festival, they make a deity for the festival. You know, particularly what comes to mind is Durga Puja. So they make a deity of Durga, and they have, you know, a 3 to 5 day festival. Then they take her to the pond. It's over. So Mahaprabhu, I think he's like one of those people. They petition a deity, propitiate the deity. The deity comes for some time, and then after their puja, that is done, then no longer necessary. But Srup Damodar is not smiling because he understands this means that now his public service is finished. He's going to go deep into the Gambhira, which is wonderful, and Srup Damodar will be assisting him. But it's indication that it's the final stage of Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And ultimately, he will withdraw from this plane. So he has mixed feelings about that. So we see beginning, middle, and end, how important, meaningful, substantial are the position of Advaita Acharya, the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai Srila Advaita Acharya Abhirbhav Mahamahutsavatiti Ki Jai. Any questions?
Maybe this question will be a little bit related to Acharya. The word Acharya means that someone who teaches by his example, and at the same time we can hear from our Acharyas and other exalted Vaishnavas that imitation is quite dangerous. Mm-hmm. How can we follow somebody's example without falling into imitationism?
No, that's a very good question. As what are the words? And one, you know, well, we hear these words, there's some anukar, anusar, anugata. Because we're also cautioned to imitate the Mahabhagavata will result in degradation. So, and the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam is an Ishwaranam Satyam. You know that sloka? Saying to follow what they tell, vacha satyam. Follow the truth of their words, but don't imitate what they do. It's reminiscent of what many parents used to tell their children. I don't know if they still tell them that, where they used to say, do as I say, not as I do. It's kind of like one of those mama, papa, tattva things. But when cornered by their children over some apparent hypocrisy, they could just say, just, you have to do what I say, but don't follow my example. But I thought, oh, interesting. It's almost saying that, something similar, but it's saying about the Ishwaras. And only with them does it actually apply. You should follow their advice and not imitate necessarily what they do. But it qualifies them saying the Ishwaras. So Guru Maharaj frames this as form versus substance. You know, a shell and then the substance of what should be within that originally. Nate vidu swarthakatyami vishnu durasaye bahir artamanina. Internal and external. So, Srila Guru Maharaj, he says, actually, with regard to initiation, but not limited to, he said, really, it means putting yourself under the guidance of a superior Vaishnava. Why are we always hammering this point about Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, Vaishnav? They're running in parallel. So you might see something in the scripture that you can't really understand or interpret in terms of, but so you look, Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, Vaishnav, to see that it's consistent, that there's a connecting thread before we embrace some principle. Like I remember once in the Ukraine, and some lady was getting initiated and she wanted to know what sort of sadhana she should practice in the morning. And I said, well, what are you doing now? And she said, well, with her daughter, you know, we chant the Narayana Kavacha. You know. And I said, well, why do you do that? I said, well, we read in the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada said, like, anyone who does this, how auspicious it is, and the sort of good that will come to them. And some of even his senior disciples were doing that at one point. When Prabhupada heard about it, he said, I never asked you to do that. They go, no, but in your purport, you're saying how auspicious it is and wonderful if someone can do this. So on our own, without guidance, we're likely to not only imitate, but imitate the wrong thing, that which is insubstantial. We told the other day with regard to Srila Gurudev and his understanding of the Sri Rupa Manjari Pada song of Narottam Thakur, where it says, you know, say more bhajana pujana, say more mantra japa, say more vrata tapa, all of these things. One idea is that do all of these things with the object of achieving the lotus feet of Rupa Manjari. His understanding is that the service of the lotus feet of Rupa Manjari is bhajan, pujan, mantra, japa, etc. It makes all of those things meaningful. And that's actually consistent with Rupa Goswami's sloka, save on mukhe hijavaro shaya meva spuratida. So we could say, distill this, that service, if it's seva, which means descending from the upper plane into this plane, then we're following properly. If there's no service connection, no matter how noble something might appear, it can be a shell of the real thing or imitation. So Srila Saraswati Thakur, he's saying this is the great enemy of pure devotion, is imitation. Why do we equate Prakrita Sahajism as imitationist? They're imitating the form of the higher devotees while lacking the inner substance. Gurumar is sometimes invoking the aphorism, you know, deserve, then desire. Or he would say, modest, natural growth, not artificial ripening. Sevan mukhe hijavaro shayameva spuratida. Without which, the nam, rupa, guna, lila of Krishna are beyond the grasp of the mind, the senses, the intellect, and the inversion of that is that without a service connection, it's all imagination, it's fictitious devotion. So we're, you know, Shraddhanvito Anushvinaya Dattavarnayedya means the same thing. To faithfully follow the direction of Guru and Vaishnav, Sadhu and Shastra, and then gradually one will become qualified. We hear in the Chaitanya Bhagavat that when we were talking earlier of Haridas Thakur and his association with Advaita Acharya, and one pastime Haridas Thakur is in a place, and we've also seen this, in India they do they bring out cobras, they carry around cobras and do some sort of like a show, right? All the people come and see the cobras. We were just in Vrindavan, and we were going like to Madan Mohan somewhere, and Chandrakanti was next to me, and we're walking away. And they're right at eye level. There's a full, mature cobra looking at you. It's a little unnerving. But in this pastime, Haridas Thakur, he sees the play of these cobras, and it's making him think of Ananta Shesh and Anantadev. And he's having this divine remembrance. Right? So he's going deeper and deeper into reality. And in his remembrance of Anantadev, he starts exhibiting ecstatic symptoms. The body's trembling, shivering, tears streaming. He's collapsing on the ground, fainting. And all the people can understand that he's a Siddha Mahatma, Mahapurush of the highest order, and they're taking dust from his feet and the area and trying to get his blessings. And then we're told there was one envious Brahmin observing this, and he thought, I can put on a better show than that. And so he starts showing some ecstatic symptoms, and the same people come and they start beating him. And he's saying, I don't get it. When he did it, you're taking dust from his feet, and now you're all beating me. And they're saying, yeah, because you're an imitationist. You're imitating this exalted soul. Him, we can understand. He's a great Vaishnava. You're just imitating ecstatic symptoms. And it's not a peripheral point for us, you know, anecdotal or just in the periphery. Mahaprabhu, when he says, na prema gandasti dharapi meharo, krandami so bhagya bharam prakashitam. He says, I don't have, and remember, he's echoing the sentiments of Srimati Radharani. He says, I don't have a scent of the fragrance of Krishna Prem. What to speak of a drop of that divine substance? And then he continues by saying, oh, but we see that we desert so your cry. It appears that the Ganga is shooting from your eyes. Your body is shivering. The hairs are standing on end like the Kadamba flower. Sometimes your body appears like wood or stone. Other times you're collapsing in ecstasy, but tears are streaming from your eyes like Ganga being shot forth. And he's saying, oh, that's to deceive people into thinking I've got Krishna Prem. So I'll get some fame that I'm, you know, what greater fame is there than being, to allegedly be a devotee, to have Krishna Prem. That's the greatest pratishta. That's why Madhavendra Puri fled. Right, so we see the neophyte or the charlatan, right, putting charlatan below neophyte here, right, they want to present themselves in such a way as everyone goes, oh, a devotee or great devotee, exalted devotee. Whereas interestingly, the great exalted devotees, they're willing to allow people to think that they're mundane, that they've got nothing. As we told about Pundarik Vidyaniti the other day, he appears to be a materialist. Right? Bhangshidas Babaji Maharaj, he's setting up barriers to keep the insincere away. Right? We're told scattering fish scales in front of his ashram. He's smoking sometimes from a hookah. He offers tea to Gaur Nityananda. And interesting, Saraswati Thakur, he says that who the people of the time revered as a Siddha Mahatma. Out of Vrindavan, we said, oh, I couldn't find a single Vaishnava, I'm so unfortunate. What about so-and-so? He is an infant class Vaishnava. What is he doing? 3 lakhs of Krishna Nam every day. If he hears the name of Krishna, his body starts trembling. He's foaming at the mouth. He's dismissing him. That man. Bhangshidas Babaji, who people think is bogus, Saraswati Thakur is warning his followers. No, he's a substantial devotee. He's a genuine Ragamarg Bhakta in Vatsalya Rasa. And if by seeing him you can't maintain your faith, by seeing and observing him, some offensive mentality will come to you, it will be better not to go. For your own good, don't. Because to see such an exalted soul and think offensively to them will be injurious to your spiritual life. Guru Maharaj saw him. And he said, when he saw him, that he would be like half in the internal world and half here, and he chastised the group of people assembled in one night, and he said, Rupa Manjari is moving in the field of plain of Vrindavan, and she has some service necessity, and you're all sitting here doing nothing. And Gurudev said once, and Gauralila, he was Nityananda Prabhu, had climbed the tree, he was climbing after him, saying, be careful, Nitai, be careful. He was very worried that Nityananda Prabhu might hurt himself, and Bhakshidas Babaji fell out of the tree and broke his back in this world. Him, Saraswati Thakur, was saying, he's real. The person taking 3 lakhs of Krishna Nam, reading the Bhagavatam, and he's basically dismissing him. So, how shall we proceed if not under the guidance of Srila Saraswati Thakur and his followers? Therefore, Chaitanya Saraswat, Saraswata, Chaitanya Saraswatmat. Saraswati Thakur, he's made these determinations. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has made determinations when he got from Totaram Das Babaji. What is it, 13, 14 Sahaja Sampradaya? 13. How many?
13.
13. Al, Bal, Shani, Saki Beki, Kartabaja, is that the Dari ones? Sahajiya, Smarta, Jatagoshai, Gauranga Nagari. And that was at that time. Now there might be 130 since then of deviant sects. Was this like Dharmas Charma Gateva, Yogascha Bhogatmako, and the Bhakti Vinod Virahadasakam Gurumar is saying how Gaudiya Vaishnavism had become a shadow of a sampradaya, it had deviated. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur came along and with a course correction and reestablished the line. Then it was maintained by Srila Saraswati Thakur and his followers. But this was the most sensitive subject with him. Because assuming those pursuing Vaishnavism understand the undesirability of Mayavad, Mayavadi Bhasha Shunile Hoi Sarvanash. So what's the worst thing for them? Sahajiya imitationism. And again, even in the time of Mahaprabhu, it's not like we think, oh, everybody then was just perfect and of the highest quality. And then now in the modern world, there are these imitators. Why does Rupa Goswami write in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu to beware of two types? Right, saying the those who are sentimental by nature, they cry easily. So he's saying, so they will shed tears. They cry, you know, over cats. They'll cry over, you know, Krishna conception. Right. So he's saying, beware of that. That doesn't mean they're divine. Just because they're shedding tears in connection, it doesn't mean that that is divine and substantial. And what is the other thing? Stanislavski method. Right. Beware of Dorusky. Stanislavski means acting. He's the guru, the demigod of acting in the modern world. Everyone to this day, they follow his method. And what is his method? He says openly, you imitate that person, the way they walk, their gesture, their dress. You imitate them 24 hours a day, and their speech patterns, inflections, everything. And then you will find gradually you have an epiphany and you'll have become that character. Right? So even one scholar, he thought, having visited Radhakunda and the Radhakunda Babaji, he thought like, oh, this is what they're doing. But he thought like that it's real. And then all he had to do was take time to think, that means they're acting. Just to think you've become. This is another type of aparad, to think that you've become an eternal associate of the Lord through imitation, to imitate their activities. That's right, anukar and anusar, that's what it is. Anukar is to imitate, follow externally. Anusar means to follow in principle, the essence, raga bhakti, which is something from the heart. Mm-hmm. So Rupa Goswami cautioning. Even he has some, you know, humorous sloka about two gopi, seeing another gopi putting bilva fruits in her, you know, what do you call it, bustier, thinking that's going to boost her chances with Krishna. And they're making fun of her, saying that the what Krishna is interested in is not composed out of mundane substance. And we say, he's charmed by the beauty of the Brajagopi. What are they? If the Vaikuntha world, Vaikunthir priti vyadi sakala chinmoy, if the soil is chinmoy, right, the very soil there, and it's chintamani prakara sabda, and everything there made out of chintamani, the soil is chinmoy and chintamani, then what to speak of, and this is in the Goloka Mahatmya of the Brihad Bhagavatamritam, it's very beautiful. It's like a crescendo, actually. Sanatana Goswami, as you, the second half of the book and the last chapter, starts praising, you know, it's Goloka Mahatmya. So beginning with the soil of Goloka, and then even like the worms, the insects, the rivers, the trees, the bird, it starts, you know, the bees, the flowers, it starts going higher, higher. So what to speak of, you know, the friends of Krishna and, you know, the gopas, and his mother and father. And then what to speak, you know, Radharani and Braja Gopis. If the soil is chinmoy, and ananda chinmoya rasa pratibhavitabhis tabirja eva nija rupataya kalavi, goloka eva nivisatya kilatmabhuto govinda mari purusham tamahamajami. What do they always say? Beware of imitation. And what does that mean? It means, like in the case of, say, $100 bill, because every now and then they change them recently. And at first, when you see like the new ones come, then you like, there's a period of like old one, new one. And the tellers, they have a way. They've got a system. They have little microscopes and infrared scanners and other things to examine, because what does it tell us? That you can be easily deceived. That's the difficulty. It looks like the real thing. Just as why is called a prakriti lila of Krishna, because it looks like it's mundane, but it's not. Kamanda tama prema nirmala bhaskar. Gurumaharaj said, North Pole, South Pole. Kamanda tama. I mean, kam, lust, is undatama, dense darkness. What is prem? Nirmala bhaskar. One's Gurumaharaj said, dense light. So it appears to be the real thing. Takes an expert eye and who knows how to examine the qualities of that thing to determine its validity, whether there's any substance there or not. I mean, Advaita Charja gives the dandavats. If it's not a shalagram shila, it shudders. Same thing. Saraswati talks. When he examines these things, if it's not genuine Krishna, it's shattered misconception. It shatters. So then we think, well, then that means we're utterly dependent upon the vision of our Guru Varga. That's correct. We're utterly dependent upon them. As I said in Gurudev's presence on one of his Vyas Puja, said, how guru-centric are we? How dependent are we upon Guru? And he said, if Krishna himself comes before us, we will ask our Guru, is that Krishna? And Gurudev went, because he knows that's Guru Maharaj saying. And it's reality. So we're not overly confident in our own judgment, assessment of these things. And we see Mahaprabhu in his candid self-reflection, self-analysis, saying, oh, you know, I am so unfortunate, I don't have a scent of the fragrance of Krishna Prem with the speak of a drop. And what is this crying? These, that's to deceive people for some cheap name and fame. Certainly we don't think that of Sri Chaitanya Dev, but he's speaking like that. And as I mentioned, he's echoing the sentiments of Srimati Radharani. She's speaking like that. Guru Maharaj, she said, oh, I have this reputation, you know, being the greatest devotee of Krishna. And it's giving a pain to my heart to know deep inside that's not true. Really, I couldn't give myself to him fully. It's the key to Krishna consciousness, this sort of self-examination, self-deprecation, negative expression. I mean, it's the inverted method of measuring how deep is the penetration of that devotee. So much so as the higher devotees call it, considering themselves an imitationist. And what's the opposite? The imitationists considering themselves the highest. They're rasics and they're doing all these wonderful things. Right? The genuine devotees, they're presenting themselves as though they've got nothing. They're imitationists. They're in want. Vanchitosmi, vanchitosmi, vanchitosmi na sankshaya. Vishwagauru rase magnam sparshopi mamanabhavat. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur were saying, I've been cheated, I've been cheated, I've been cheated of this, there's no doubt. Mahaprabhu came here, flooded the world with Gaura, Rasa, Krishna, Prema, and I wasn't touched by a drop. I'm so unfortunate. The songs of Narottam, Manusha Janma Paya, Radha Krishna Nabajiya, Janiya Shunya Vishakainu. I've got human life after all, you know, this great opportunity, 8,400,000, finally reached human life. And what did I do? I wasted my time. I didn't worship Radha and Krishna. Instead, I just, you know, drinking poison knowingly. That's from the heart of Narottam Thakur. Why does he give such songs? To help us understand our position. So if we follow the sentiments of these acharyas, then we'll be, and we have a healthy skepticism about our own assessment of things, then we'll be protected from that. Hare Krishna.